For in history, did we have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In my 30 years as an agent, I have never witnessed the conditions we are currently facing on the southwest border. This is not a manufactured crisis created by those of us who live and work in the border area.
Border chief talking out about the crisis going on at the border. The crisis that a lot of people don't want to address. And is it an invasion? Well, I welcome you back. Last hour of the show, The Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. The Kate Daly Show on Facebook. The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. And I welcome you. Uncle Milty, welcome back. I'm so glad you're with me on Monday. And, of course, we have a fabulous guest. I will waste no time in getting to our incredible guest, Colonel Rob Manis. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Kate. I'm doing great.
Absolutely great. Thanks. And I'm happy to talk about the border with you because I'd like to get your take on what's going on, the problems that you see. And before I get there, I also want to mention, not only have you run for a congressional seat, run for office, you have a very, very long career in the military, serving as squadron commanders in Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. Also, just a very, very, very long career and as a Joint Chiefs of Staff Operations Officer as well, even during September 11th. The attack at September 11th at the Pentagon. So all kinds of things in your past. You've always been serving on political action committees and all kinds of groups dedicated to issues just like this. Tell us what is going on at the border right now.
Well, quite frankly, the border continues to not be secure, even though the approval for that security was done in the mid-1990s,
right.
The first time,
right.
As far as getting a border wall, fence, whatever you want to call it, put up. I was reviewing some video from my 2014 U.S. Senate campaign about a month ago, and I came across a clip that I'm going to play as a Throwback Thursday video on social media one of these days. It has three key words in it that I started off this video with. It's called border security, border security, border security. Secure the border, you know.
Right.
And we continue to not do it. Even Brian Kolfage, who is a U.S. Air Force, one of my colleagues, former colleagues, but a disabled veteran, lost his legs fighting in the war on terror. He has organized a group that has put up, I think, about a mile of privately funded wall, and the roadblocks keep getting thrown in President Trump and the administration's way to not just refurbish what's out there already, which I think they've been working on,
right.
But to actually build new border wall that will really be effective. And it is really effective when you look at the numbers in places like near San Diego, where the walls have gone up, it's dropped illegal crossings by like 94-95%,
right.
Almost every single time. So we've got to get it done. And the latest thing, obstructionist, I think, is the judiciary trying to block the president from using Defense Department funding to fund the border wall. Imagine that. Think about this headline.
Yeah.
Judge blocks
right.
Trump from building sections of border wall using Defense Department funding.
Yeah, what is
think
defense
about that
for?
Headline.
What is defense for?
Exactly. What is defense for? Look, we lose 70,000 Americans a year now to fentanyl overdoses. Lose deaths.
Right.
So where are our priorities? This president is trying to put our defense priorities in the right places. You know, he's taken on China. He's taken on North Korea. He's taken on Iran. He took on ISIS and defeated the geographic caliphate to the point where we could pull some forces home and give them a rest once, especially air forces. And the Congress of the United States and the judiciary are obstructing the man's strategy for the southern border day in and day out through methods that really aren't part of the Constitution of the United States. Last time I checked, the judiciary has no power whatsoever over the budget. Zero.
That's a great
point. No power whatsoever over the budget and the spending of the executive department.
Oh, that's a great
so
point.
They're Yeah. Yeah, we've got to get beyond this and come together as Americans, really, and see defending our border as what it is. It's the defense of the nation and defense of our sovereignty, and really the defense of the people that even are coming here illegally. You know, you read about children dying and babies being stillborn and those kind of things. You can't blame that on a policy that's just come in the last 2 years with this man called Trump. You have to look at the entire history of this debacle over the last three decades, and it's just been one thing after another that incentivizes people to come up to the southern border. And you know what? There's something a lot of people don't know.
Okay.
There are non-government organizations, also known as 501c3s, that are spending dollars on radio ads in places like Honduras and Guatemala that tells people in their own language who to call to find out how to get to the American border and to do the most effective, take the most effective steps to actually get into the United States of America illegally.
Oh, I agree.
That's one of the things. That is one of the things that's going on that the people in the United States really don't even know about. And, of course, the sloppy media can't even take the time to go and confirm a story like that.
I know.
But that story's out there.
I know. One of them is the Organization of the United States. I don't know their full legal name, but they are 35 countries that have come together to do that and funded by Soros. None other than Soros. A lot of roads lead back to that guy. So it's for those ads, the very ads you were just talking about. Did a whole show on that. It's just amazing. And I wanted to know what you thought about some of these other ideas. One person, I think it's up in Massachusetts, said, hey, why don't we have prisoners on voluntary programs build the wall for cheap? Why don't we get that done? Or hey, why don't we privatize the wall, like in New Mexico, privatizing part of it where you just start building it? So what did you think about some of those ideas?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the prisoners because it costs a lot of resources to transport them, to house them, feed them, keep them medically available, and all that. Why do we need to do that when we have the United States Armed Forces that all four services, including the Coast Guard, have engineering arms or branches of their services, and they have the dollars already appropriated by the U.S. Congress to do this kind of work.
True.
That's what the president's trying to do is follow what Congress said he could do and use the Defense Department to do what it's supposed to do, which is defend the nation. Now, I like the private approach. I think that Mr. Kofodge and his backers have been very successful. But think about it. It's a very small area. It is a well, they did do the right thing, and they picked a key area that the locals wanted to get blocked, and it is already starting to be effective.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's a great idea. Okay. Why not? Why can't local municipalities and political entities at the lower levels go ahead and privately fund these things? I'm sure that there are some folks like the ranchers down in South Texas that want to get something done right away when they're sitting up where places that people are coming through
night and
day,
yes,
especially at night, and their families and themselves and their properties at risk almost 24 hours a day.
Yes. In fact, I interviewed one of those ranchers on the Arizona border who has spoken out publicly to urge Congress to do it. I don't know why we didn't do it when we had the option to do it when we were in power, but you know, that's a whole nother story. He said about 500,000 were coming through the border. So why do you think we didn't do something about this when we had the power in the Congress?
Well, unfortunately, you know, the Republican establishment, the folks that hold power in both political parties, really, but the Republican establishment is in no hurry to fix this problem any more than the Democrats, now that they're in power, are in a hurry. That both sides have political tools, political messages that they get to use to try to keep themselves in power by this issue, and they really don't have any incentive to get it done other than their failing in their constitutional duty and their oaths to the Constitution to defend the country. It's one of the few things in the U.S. Constitution that's actually explicitly tasked to the federal government. And that's probably the duopoly of power between the two major political parties in Washington, D.C., and their backers, you know, on the one side, the big corporate backers that like cheap labor, and on the other side, the folks that mm-hmm. want to get as many people in as possible and I think turn them into voters,
right?
Which is why they're fighting on the left mm-hmm. so hard against the citizenship question and those kinds of things. So they both have those issues, and quite honestly, they're either explicitly working together sometimes to prevent the reforms from happening or just by accident, by the accident of the issues. Mm-hmm. They keep doing that, and the Republicans aren't in any bigger hurry to do it than mm-hmm. the Democrats are. And unfortunately for them, and fortunately for us citizens, we have an outsider that got elected president of the United States. And have you ever wondered to yourself, why do both sides attack him all the time?
I
mean Republicans and Democrats.
I've wondered this aloud. Well, yes. Go ahead.
Well, I've run as an outsider, and a great Republican woman named Sarah Palin gave me the idea to use the term "drain the swamp" in my first Senate campaign, based on a radio ad she did for me. And I'm glad the president uses that too, because that's what he needs to do, is drain the swamp. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to do when you're just one man and you've got mm-hmm. a certain pool of people to pick from yourself with.
If the feds won't do it, how about the state stepping up and just doing it? Because they're on the border, they're being the most affected by their own state.
That's not a bad idea. I would love to see that happen mm-hmm. myself, like New Mexico is doing with the privatized mm-hmm. areas. I think that the state governments can go ahead and do that, but you got to remember, the states get a lot of their money from the federal government.
Yes.
A lot of ties. Like here in my state, about 50% of the state budget is federal mm-hmm. dollars, so there's a lot of strings attached to that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Louisiana was a border state, whether we would be able to get away with actually securing the border with another country if we were going to try to do that mm-hmm. and still keep all of our federal funding, because you never know what a Democrat Congress is going to try to do.
That's very, very true. Anything else you'd like the American people to know as they're listening to this and just wondering what to do about it?
Well, I would like them to know that that if you have a privatization effort like Mr. Kolfage's effort, go take a look at it. And if you have the means to mm-hmm. do it, donate to that private effort, because every shoulder to the wheel matters. Every dollar helps.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, please show support for the Customs and Border Patrol, for ICE, mm-hmm. and those kind of folks. They are Americans like I was when I served over 3 decades in the U.S. Air Force.
Right.
I was serving my country as an oath to the Constitution to do something that was bigger than just me alone. These folks are out there doing that day to day. They're almost in a war zone type situation.
Right.
So keep them in your prayers, but also support them vocally. Don't let your local politicians, if they're on the wrong side of the issue, talk down about these folks, because they're just good Americans. And,
Colonel Rob Manis.
They don't really care what political party they're
Thank
in.
You so much. Go to robmanis.com, robmanis.com. Check it out. Colonel Manis, thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
Thank you. And I'll be right back.